Welcome to this new detailed edition of the BayPay Forum Payments News. My name is Cindy and today is October 27, 2020. This edition is brought to you by PayCademy, the first business academy to learn payments and fintech. If you have some news in payments and fintech, send it to us at press@baypayforum.com and we will do our best to include your news. In this edition, we will talk about LG launches the ShopTime app on its smart TVs. H&M launches an online shop in Australia. Viva Wallet offers Google Pay in 11 countries. Jazzy Pay offers a digital payment system to merchants. Rapid launches payment capabilities in South Korea. ICBC Singapore, UnionPay roll out the ICBC UnionPay Kylin debit card. TikTok, Shopify partner to reach younger audiences through social commerce. Use of cash has decreased, while PaaS platforms increased during the COVID-19 pandemic. Now let's get started. LG launches the ShopTime app on its smart TVs. LG Electronics USA has announced the launch of the ShopTime app for LG smart TVs. ShopTime allows LG Smart TV users to make purchases directly from multi-platform video retailers QVC and HSN and several other at-home shopping channels. The app is available now via free download on all LG Smart TVs 2016-2020. The ShopTime app allows users to access video shopping channels and use their LG TVs to complete purchases with retailer partners. ShopTime also allows customers to save the items they've found and complete the purchase later. App users will also receive curated recommendations about other products they may be interested in. H&M launches an online shop in Australia. Global fashion retailer H&M has announced the launch of its online store in Australia. H&M is also launching its loyalty program, H&M Member. Customers will receive 20% off their first purchase when joining the program. H&M Member offers personalized discounts, free shipping with purchases over $60 and free returns for all online orders, as well as invitations to exclusive events. The digital membership card in the H&M mobile app allows members shopping online to pay using Klarna's payment solution, Pay in 4. In recent news, H&M Group has announced the online expansion of 5 of its brands Cuz, Weekday, Monki, Other Stories, Arket, available online in 9 new markets across Europe. Viva Wallet offers Google Pay in 11 countries. Viva Wallet has brought Google Pay to its offering, enabling customers to pay in a safer, contactless way through their phones and wearables. According to Cashless Place, the company enabled its customers to use Google Pay mobile payments. The offering will launch in 11 countries where the company operates: Poland, the UK, Sweden, Spain, Italy, Germany, France, Finland, Denmark, Belgium, and the Czech Republic. To benefit from the solution, consumers must add a MasterCard issued by Viva Wallet in the Google Pay application. Furthermore, the launch comes after the company brought Apple Pay to its offering, enabling customers to pay in a safer, contactless way through their iPhone and Apple Watch devices, in August 2020. Both Apple Pay and Google Pay enable online and in-app transactions, while consumers benefit from a high level of security, Cashless Place stated. Jazzy Pay offers a digital payment system to merchants. Jazzy Pay, a web and mobile app that allows businesses to accept cashless payments, has announced the launch of a new digital payment system for merchants. The service requires no setup, subscription fees, or a monthly sales volume quota. Partner merchants are charged only for successful payment transactions. Payments are received within 23 days, instead of the usual 14, and are accepted through 27 payment methods, including credit and debit cards, online banking, digital wallets, and over-the-counter cash deposits. The latest iteration of Jazzy Pay allows merchants to send an invoice with a secure text or email payment link. The app also includes a QR scanning option. JazzyPay has secured a $500,000 seed financing round from Cocoon Capital, a venture capital from Singapore that focuses on Southeast Asian early-stage technology companies. Rapid launches payment capabilities in South Korea. UK-based fintech Rapid has launched its all-in-one payment capabilities in South Korea. By partnering with Korean payment service providers, KCP, PayLetter, and others, Rapid now offers access to a suite of South Korean payment options across international and local cards, Hyundai Card, Shinhan Card, Samsung Card, mobile wallets, Kakao Pay, Samsung Pay, Toss, and Payco, bank transfers, vouchers, and carrier billing. According to Rapid's guide, 36% of South Koreans chose mobile wallet payments as their preferred payment method. Kakao Pay was used by 41% of respondents, followed by Samsung Pay, 32%, Payco, 21%, and Toss, 21%. Local cards such as Shinhan, KB, Hyundai, and Samsung Card are the second most preferred payment method in the country, chosen by 30% of respondents. Rapid now offers a variety of Korean payment methods identified in the research. The rollout of South Korea payments capabilities will enable international companies to provide localized payment experiences catered to the expectations of Korean consumers. ICBC Singapore, UnionPay roll out the ICBC UnionPay Kailan debit card. Industrial and Commercial Bank of China, ICBC, Singapore and UnionPay have launched a new SGD RMB dual currency debit card inspired by the auspicious creature in Chinese culture, Kailan. The new ICBC UnionPay Kailan debit card is designed to signify career success, harmonious family, and bring good fortune to cardholders. Besides enabling users to make payment in SGD and RMB with no conversion fees, the card also allows them to make deposits and withdrawals in Singapore, remit money to ICBC China via e-banking, and make cash withdrawals without additional fees at almost 100,000 ICBC automated teller machines, ATMs, in China, according to the official press release. To support users' needs for contactless payments, the card is equipped with UnionPay's contactless payment feature, QuickPass, which enables cardholders to pay for their purchases with a simple tap at participating merchants locally and at over 20 million acceptance points around the world. ICBC looks to also incorporate the UnionPay QR code payment feature into ICBC's mobile banking application to provide customers with more payment options and enable them to transact via UnionPay at over 30 million merchants worldwide. TikTok, Shopify partner to reach younger audiences through social commerce. TikTok has partnered with e-commerce platform Shopify to allow merchants to reach TikTok's younger audience through shoppable content. According to TechCrunch, during the agreement, Shopify merchants are enabled to create, run, and optimize their TikTok marketing campaigns directly from the Shopify dashboard by installing the new TikTok channel app from the Shopify App Store. Once installed, merchants will have access to the key functions from the TikTok for Business Ads Manager at their disposal. To benefit from the new features, merchants who want to advertise on TikTok will first install the TikTok channel app, then create and connect their TikTok for Business account, and install the one-click pixel. Moreover, they can then deploy and feed shoppable video ads by selecting the product they want to feature using ad templates specifically designed for commerce. Furthermore, e-commerce merchants can track user actions such as a user browsing their page, a registration on a website, adding items to their cart, placing an order, and completing the payment, TechCrunch stated. Use of cash has decreased, while PaaS platforms increased during the COVID-19 pandemic. A report from Grand View Research has revealed that the global payments as a service market size is expected to reach $25.7 billion by 2027. According to the press release, the payment as a service provides high quality and secure customer experiences and services. Global standards for cross-border payments remain the hurdle for its growth, but rising demand for payment as a service by merchants due to government initiatives for payment methods and future need for integrated payment procedures gives an opportunity for growth in the market. Moreover, the Grand View report shows that digital disruption in the money transfer ecosystem, combined with the rise in need for quick money transfer methods, has resulted in digital money transfer methods. Therefore, consumers now demand secure digital transaction processing systems to transfer money to their merchants and individuals. Furthermore, due to the ongoing COVID-19 pandemic, the cash transactions have drastically reduced. Thus, the pandemic has resulted in increasing mobile payments. As a result, consumers have adopted different digital and contactless payment technologies such as e-wallets for the transactions. However, despite the virus outbreak, the consumers tend to buy essential needs such as groceries and medical supplies. Consequently, digital wallets play a crucial role for the sellers and the consumers, as these wallets store the payee's information and eliminate the need to carry physical wallets and cash, hence reducing the outspread and driving the market. This concludes our edition for today. We want to thank again Paycademy, the first business school to learn payments and fintech, for their support. You can find more information on their website at paycademy.com. We hope you enjoyed it and see you tomorrow for our next edition.